Welcome to the Claudio Relsano Show on ClaudioRelsano.com. Brought to you by Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, and Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. Claudio will be speaking to sports legends from the 70s, 80s, and 90s about their careers, business, and what they're doing now. He will also hold roundtable discussions with some old friends about trending topics in the world of sports. And now, here's Claudio.
Hello, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Claudio Relsano Show. I want to thank Rick Mitchell for the introduction and, of course, our producer, Adam Zaluk. Have to thank our sponsors, our great sponsors, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, and our new sponsor, Dreher Physical Therapy Institute in Wexford, Pennsylvania. Our very special guest today is Rocco Santomaro. Yes, he's an Italian guy. I got to mix in a few Italians once in a while. He is the American Boxing Federation Superflyweight champion of the American Boxing Federation. He just recently won that belt. Rocco, thank you so much for being on our show.
Oh, thank you for having me, man. Good morning, you guys.
Yeah, that's right. You're in California, so you're a little bit behind. But
that's right. I am.
Appreciate you coming on.
Now, where
are you from originally? Are you from California area? Where are you from?
I'm originally from the Southern California area. I was born in Duarte, California, and raised in West Covina, and then the Victorville High Desert area, and lived the rest of my life there till I turned professional.
All right. Now, tell us how you got started in boxing. Was there somebody who pushed you to it? Or was this something that you kind of fell into? How did that start for you?
My older brother, Jason Ingwalson, he was a really decorated amateur, maybe 16-time national champion.
Wow.
He's a 1997 USA Boxer of the Year. His career got shorted due to a little injury. He's good now, but unfortunately he wasn't able to continue his career. But he definitely inspired me a lot. And when I turned professional, him and his former trainer became my professional trainers.
Are they still your trainers?
They aren't currently. Okay. I'd moved to Las Vegas, Nevada to turn professional, and hired my brother and his former trainer. We had a long run, but we parted ways after some changes.
Okay. Well, you know, I was going to say, a lot of times the team that you start out with certainly isn't the team that you finish with, you know, so that's part of it.
You try not to make it that way. You tell yourself right. It's not going to be, you're not going to be like that, but man, things happen in life, and
they do.
Yeah, but all good. I still love them, and they're family to me. and my former trainer is a mentor.
That's
definitely
good.
A father figure to me.
That's good. Now,
I don't have to do
it. Maybe make an announcement to family friends that boxing is what you wanted to do. And when you did you get any pushback from anybody?
I mean, I was following my brother around a lot, about 10 years old, going out to Vegas and seeing what his training camps were like and stuff like that. And I really pushed for it to happen, but there wasn't too much boxing in my... And at about 12, I finally got into a boxing gym. And... took me about a year and a half, but I had my first fight at about 13 and a half. But I had my brother supporting me. I had my mom supporting. My dad loves boxing. I mean, he named me Rocco. So, I had at least moral support, you know.
Good.
For sure.
Good, good. Now, obviously, you had an amateur career, correct?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about your amateur career.
Amateur career was tough, because Southern California is a very competitive area.
Mm-hmm.
travels 2 hours rather, where in LA it's a half hour drive if you're already there. So it was always a tough commute, and two, my trainer was a bit of a hothead. He would shout a lot, and we would start getting bad decisions. You know, there's a lot of politics in amateur boxing, and it was tough. It was rough. I went about 500 for the first part of my amateur career. Then when I moved to Las Vegas, I broke out of that. But amateurs is very tough, very competitive for me.
Now, was it tough because of your style? Because there's some guys, for example, like a Boo Boo Mancini, he obviously had a Hall of Fame professional career, and his amateur career was good, but it wasn't, you know, unbelievably good because of his style.
Yeah.
Was it your style that was the problem, or what was the problem?
It definitely had a more professional style. My trainer was an old school trainer, and he had an old school professional style. Style didn't match up evenly in the amateurs. At 13 years old, let me give you an example. I joined a tournament with 9 fights, and in the main event, I fought, or in the finals, I ended up fighting a guy with 80 fights. And
wow.
Because 13 years old, how do you have 80 fights?
Yeah.
Welcome to Southern California, where you start at 8 years old, you know. But I was able to break out of regionals a couple times, and then when I moved to Las Vegas, I was able to really, really get going. I came back to California, I won regionals, I stopped my guys who were from California. And I ended up going to USA Nationals with my trainer and my brother. And when we got out there, we got robbed so bad. The point system was horrible. It was basically 5 judges, and 3 of the 5 judges had to hit a button within 1.5 seconds in order to get a point on the scoreboard, and it just didn't work out for us.
That's interesting. Yeah.
We came back and we went straight professional. And yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's interesting. And people don't understand about the point system, how that works, and it's you would think that they would change that because of all the controversy that has.
They have changed that point system since then. That was the old school point system. But man, I'll tell you, I came back to the corner the first round, and they're like 2-0. I'm like, yes. They go, you're losing, and I go, what? I was like, I'm hitting him. They're like, we're watching you hit him, and we're looking at the scores, and nothing is happening. Like, you know, so. I was fighting a PAL champion. He was a little bit juiced, and he came with the PAL team. And
wow.
I was kind of unknown at the moment. So
now your
first tough.
Yeah, it is. Well, boxing in general, you climb in that ring, it's tough. But when you have other things working against you, obviously, it would make it tougher.
Yeah, professionals, you kind of see what's coming.
Yeah,
you know what you're getting yourself into.
Now, your first fight was November 20th of 2009 against Jose Fernandez. He was 1-0, and it was your first fight, and you had a unanimous decision. Obviously, you won that fight, but what were your thoughts going into the fight and after the fight? Did you say, hey, I really can do this?
Going into the fight, keep in mind that fight was at 130 pounds to my trainer.
Oh, wow.
He pushed for me to fight at a higher weight. And
let me ask you real quick, what do you walk around at?
Now?
Yeah.
Now I stay fit. I walk around 124 pounds, 122 pounds, which is crazy. Okay. People wouldn't believe me if I said it, but I used to walk around 155 pounds. So things have changed. But before that fight was crazy. My father had a heart attack and had to go to 4 bypass surgery before the fight, 50-50 surgery, it was a week and a half before the fight. Me and my dad have an arrangement set up where if this happens, we go through with competition, unfortunately, because there's nothing I could do but go there and sit in the waiting room, basically. So I had to make that crazy decision and just sit in training camp for the week and a half and finish off the fight rather than go to across the country to Florida and sit in the hospital and miss out on the fight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting because he went into surgery the same day that I fought, And when I got out of when I got out of the ring, I got the news that he had made it out of surgery. It was,
wow.
It was pretty amazing. Yeah.
A great day. A great day for sure. Both in the ring.
It was scary though. Yeah. It was
definitely
sure. Scary.
Well, let me ask you, like during the fight, because you know, people say, well, once you get in between the white lines, once you get on the court, field or ring, you have to block everything out. Were you able to, or did it kind of creep in once in a while?
Man, it was the adrenaline rush for your first professional fight, or at least for me, I guess everybody's different. Some people are calm. I look back at the fight, and I think the first punch I threw was a right hand to the body, which is like, where's your jab, Roko? Like, it's just crazy.
Right.
And I think the first punch I landed, I dropped the guy, too, as well.
Oh, wow. Good, okay.
Yeah, weird. I started off with the right hand to the body, missed a few shots, and then out of nowhere, boom, I dropped him with a right hand. But the adrenaline rush was crazy. I definitely wasn't in complete control of myself that day.
Right.
But you have a hard training camp and you prepare for victory, and if you do things right, that's what comes out. So.
All right. Okay, on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break to hear from our sponsors, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. We will be right back with Rocco Santamaro. The Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at AspirePediatricTherapy.com.
Aspire Pediatric Therapy in locations Moon Township, Pennsylvania at 993 Broadhead Road, Suite 10, and Banksville at 2893 Banksville Road, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, North Hills area, Pines Plaza Shopping Center, 1130 Perry Highway, Suite 120, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and the Punxsutawney area, 1464 North Main Street, Suite 14, Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, and the city of Pittsburgh in the north side, 1301 Beaver Avenue, Suite 10, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And remember to check out their website for all of their information at AspirePediatricTherapy.com. Dr. Brandon Roscoe at Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC. Call Dr. Roscoe at 814-503-8070. Great guy, somebody who I've had a great opportunity to meet, and I appreciate him and his sponsorship. And again, somebody you should definitely look into in his practice. Dr. Brandon Roscoe, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, 814-503-8070. Okay, Rocco, now, tell us about your style. Define your style.
My style is, I would say I'm a boxer puncher, even though it doesn't show on my record. I'm definitely boxing, and I'm looking to sting you and hurt you and continue boxing. Hopefully break you down if I can. Use my defense to make you miss and come back and make you pay. So, the mix between an aggressive counter puncher, body puncher.
Okay. Now, is there somebody out there who you kind of copy your style from, or somebody who, when they see that guy and they see you, they say, oh, that reminds me of this guy?
Yeah, man, it is so many stages of my life. I try to mimic different fighters. When I was a kid, I tried to mimic Clarence Bones Adams. I got a little bit older, I tried mimicking Sugar Ray Robinson and Ali and a little bit of Marcion. So I've always, whoever I liked, I tried mimicking bit of them. So my style is, now I try to do what's best for me.
Yeah.
I have a kid now, and yeah, I try to come out of the ring looking well. So, yeah, I definitely like a lot of different fighters: Robinson, LaMotta, Ali, Marciano, just a mixture of everything.
Sure. Now you got off to a good start, obviously, and then your first loss was against Diego De La Hoya for the World Boxing Council Youth World Super Bantamweight title. Now, first of all, is he related to Oscar?
Yes, he's Oscar's cousin.
Okay. Tell us about that fight. First of all, just tell us about the fight before we go into, you know, the mental aspect of what happened. But tell us about the fight itself.
The fight was tough. He's a great boxer. I thought he was going to stand and fight with me a little bit more. But after the first round and standing training with me, he decided to take a back step. He adjusted. I never did. And it's almost like a Chinese finger trap feeling where you, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying when I say Chinese finger trap. The harder you pull, the worse it gets,
kind of like
the more you get stuck.
Sure.
And I definitely lost my temper. And instead of taking a back step and trying to analyze what was going on in there, I said, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to go forward. I'm going to punch. I'm going to get him. And while trying to do that, he diced both of my eyelids open. something that doesn't happen in sparring, believe it or not, you know, because
right.
You have a headgear on and big gloves. So welcome to the pros. Welcome to why saying screw it just doesn't work in the professionals. It can get you really hurt, not on the contrary. So that's what I did. I went forward, and we didn't necessarily have a game plan at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I believe my corner kind of lost it as well, because they never seen me at that disadvantage before. And they ended up stopping it because of cuts in the seventh round. I was upset that they stopped it. You see me throw my hands up like, come on, let me get the next round and maybe I can catch him. But the at the end of the day, I was outgunned from the beginning. I lost that fight before I even went into the ring, and there was nothing I could do inside the ring to change that. So
now, why do you say you lost it before you went into the ring? What happened?
Mental preparation. I can't get into complete details about everything that happened.
Sure.
Just because of people involved in the situation. But
sure.
Let's just say I trained for a world title for 13 fights, and then the fight that I needed to train the hardest for, I did have a strong camp in some ways, but I didn't have the proper sparring. I went to Panama for 3 weeks and trained with Roberto Duran, which sounds like amazing, right?
Sure.
But I did it 4 weeks before the fight. So 3 weeks before the fight, being in Panama, where it's, you know, 115 degrees, it feels like it's 115 degrees, but you're in a sauna the whole time. You're dying.
Sure.
You're sweating. You can't go out in the sun. You're not allowed to run in the sun because it depletes you completely. You're drinking water all day. I was leaving the gym 116 pounds every day. My fight was at 122 pounds. People wonder why I ate ice cream on the scale. So it just a lot of personal things were happening in my life, and we were very arrogant about it. We were like, oh well, we can beat this kid, and that's not the way to beat any top boxer.
Right.
He went on to have many great victories since, and he's taken out a few top prospects, and he's doing really well. He's a good fighter, and I definitely underestimated him. So
now you mentioned training with Roberto Duran. Tell us a little bit about that. I mean, were you in awe of him? Did he help you any? How did that work?
Yes. I'm still learning from some of the stuff that he taught me. It was just too soon for the snow to stick, you know. 3 weeks before the fight, trying to get advice from Roberto Duran, Sugar Shane Mosley. It was just crazy. Keep in mind, my trainer was also in training camp for his fight.
Okay.
It was just, it was nuts. But I did learn a lot. I learned a lot about him. I learned a lot about just fighters' mentalities. He's a joker. He likes to joke a lot. And he likes to, jokes in a certain way, and I joke in that certain way, and it's fun to see a great champion have my personality, because my personality is a little, when we're in camp, is a little bit different. It's a little goofy. You know, I joke around a lot. I can, but I'm also the hardest trainer. You know, I'm also one putting in the most work. But I play around, and it's fun. It's fun to see somebody like that. And yeah, it was he was a great guy. They worship him like a god down there.
Oh yeah,
it was crazy.
Well, two of my best friends, Eric Jackson Lurie, who is a prominent attorney here in Pittsburgh, he named his son after Roberto. Named him Duran. And he is friends with Roberto Duran. And then another one of my best friends, Vinny Pazienza, the former 5-time world champion boxer. Vinny and him fought. Vinny and Roberto Duran fought twice. Vinny beat him.
I just seen the movie. Bleed for This, and I didn't know that they had fought. I feel.
Yeah, they fought twice. Now in the movie, Vinny didn't fight Duran after his accident. That was a little bit down the road, but whatever. Vinny did fight somebody really good. After his first fight, which I always thought he was crazy, but that's another story. But Vinny and Roberto fought twice, and they hated each other. Vinny idolized Roberto growing up, but then they fought, and they had a lot of bad blood. But now Vinny's last fight, his 50th win, back in March of 2004. Who followed him into the ring? Roberto Duran. They're the best of friends. They've been to each other's birthday parties and stuff like that. And Vinny loves him, and Eric loves him. Yeah. Well, both of those guys speak. I mean, obviously, to name your son after him, so they obviously think a lot of him. So we're going to take another quick commercial break to hear from our sponsors, the Spire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, and Dreher Physical Therapy Institute in Wexford, Pennsylvania. We'll be right back with Rocco Santamaro.
The Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
Dr. Brandon Roscoe at Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC. Call Dr. Roscoe at 814-503-8070. Great guy, somebody who I've had a great opportunity to meet, and I appreciate him and his sponsorship. And again, somebody you should definitely look into in his practice. Dr. Brandon Roscoe, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, 814-503-8070.
Dreher Physical Therapy Institute is a leader in the field of outpatient physical therapy, specializing in orthopedics and sports medicine. With over 30 locations in Pennsylvania and one conveniently located in Wexford, Pennsylvania, we are excited for the upcoming opportunity to expand in the local Pittsburgh market. Our therapists are dedicated to compassionate care and superior results and are ready to serve all your physical therapy needs. For more information or to request an appointment, visit us on the web at www.dreherpt.com/locations.
Okay, Rocco. Now, again, we won't talk about this loss too much longer, but one of the things I'm always into is how people overcome obstacles, because in life we're all going to have obstacles to overcome. And tell our audience, after that loss, what were your thoughts? What did you do different? What, obviously you learned a lot mentally, you know, from the fight itself, but how did you deal with that loss?
Man, I'm telling you, it was very hard, because I think we all have the monkey on our back when we turn professional, of being an undefeated world champion, which is crazy, right? But we all have that. had thought that we can possibly do that. So when you get that first loss, it's hard. It's really hard. Maybe that's an arrogant thing for me to say, but it was really hard for me. Almost depressing, like just sucks the spirit right out of you. You know, you have to go to the hospital with your eyes bashed up. You have to go home and your kid looking like that. The way I overcame it, I believe, is right after the fight, I wanted to jump out of the ring. I wanted to get out of there. And my cut man, very experienced cut man, Rudy Hernandez, probably the best cut man in the business, he stops me and he goes, you know, what the F are you doing? I go, I just want to get out of here. And he goes, you stop it. He goes, don't do that. He says, you be a good sportsman. And you stay. And I just looked up at him like I wanted to punch him. And I just exhaled. And then he's just like, I nodded at him like, you're right. I waited for the decision. I went over there. I gave their corner a hug. They looked at me like, what are you doing over here? You know, being a good sportsman. And I got out of the ring, and they wanted to interview me right away. And they said, what do you do from here? And I said, you know, it's really emotional. I said, I got to move forward for my little girl. I got to do something. I got to move forward for my little girl. And my trainer, Shane Mosley, was in training camp for a fight. Roberto Duran was out. They were all going to Big Bear. And the last thing I wanted to do was sit in my hometown, in my underwear, eating ice cream and watching SpongeBob press, you know, with my eyes swollen. So I went straight into Big Bear and finished training camp with him. And I've never left the gym since that day. I've had little breaks here and there. I took a little, you know, break to recover from some injuries here and there. But I've never left the gym that loss. The week after, so I fought on a Saturday, I believe Tuesday after I had to get my kid for two days because she hadn't seen me, my face all jacked up. And as soon as I took her back to her mom, I drove straight up to Big Bear and I went straight into training camp and I finished off camp up there with them. And the truth is you don't want to be down there with friends and all this family, just all I wanted to do was be up in camp with my boxing family, basically. I just wanted to be up there training. They weren't judging me when I was in the bag. They weren't looking at me funny, you know. They appreciated me being there. Shane appreciated me being there. He took it as moral support for his fight. Roberto Duran really liked me being up there. So I went straight into camp, and I never looked back. I kept going.
Well, and that goes to show you why you are on the path that you're on the path, because path two, because it looks like it's going in the right direction, because right now you're rated number 69 in the world, number 3 in the United States. You're 18-1. You know, that's pretty good. And so then you won 4 fights in a row. Then you had your championship fight for the ABF Continental America's Super Flyweight title for the American Boxing Federation. You fought a guy named, I guess it's pronounced, Jairo Gutierrez. Yes. Which, tell us about that fight.
He ended up being a last-minute opponent, unfortunately. I had a different guy lined up. But he was always a backup, so he had proper preparation for me. But when we found out what kind of opponent he wasn't necessarily the best opponent on paper. So we decided to keep it as safe as possible and box him. And good thing we did, because the sucker came to fight and he was a brawler. And I hit him with everything but the kitchen sink the first 4 or 5 rounds. And he was still coming. We wiped him out the first 4 or 5 rounds boxing wise, but he was still coming. He was still very angry. He was still throwing punches like a wild tornado. So we decided to go down to his body, which was something I was trying to avoid, because 4 weeks before the fight, I had injured my left hand very badly. I was still able to throw jabs, but I wasn't able to throw left hooks, especially left hooks of the body where you get a lot of leverage and you get a lot of impact. Sometimes you hit elbows. But my trainer started yelling out of the corner, to the body, and I'm looking at him like, you know,
I can't.
You know, that's the one punch I told you I didn't want to throw. And we started putting it downstairs, and we broke him down. We put him down to the body in the sixth round. And I think he was going out. And I'll tell you, I feel like I ruined it. As he's getting counted, he's looking at the ground like he's dead. Mm-hmm. And I get marked over to the neutral corner, which is kind of by him. And I start screaming at him. I speak Spanish. I start screaming at him, "Don't get up. You better stay down." And he looked up at me, and he jumped up with this, like, machismo. And, I'd been told a long time ago from my first professional coach, you know, Mexicans, they can make you, they're the toughest. They can make you great boxers because they keep coming and they never give up.
Sure.
But one thing, he says, you box them, but do not play with them. Do not mess with them, because you bring out these demons
that
they have in them. Yeah. And that's all I could think about when he jumped up, and I started almost laughing to myself, and he came swinging, you know, and again, I started going back down to his body and slowed him back down. And I pummeled him. The next was, I dropped him in sixth. I had him on the ropes the seventh and eighth round, but in his mind, he had, you know what, you're beating me, but you're not taking me out. So I learned a lesson there as well, believe it or not. Don't egg anybody on. When you haven't broke them down, you don't know what you can wake up out of them.
Right.
No, it was a great fight. It was it helped me a lot, I believe, boxing wise. It was a good challenge.
Now, to be the ABF champion, that had to have been, first of all, I love the organization. I'm a part of the organization now, along with Jeremy Lamb.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, along with, I'd say for about a month now, I guess, Jeremy Lance.
Congrats.
Thank you. Claire Burke and Robert Tapia, great people, and I'm honored and flattered that they want me to be a part of the organization, and I'm excited about it. But tell us, you know, when you had that belt, and they said the new ABF champion, you know, what went through your mind?
I mean, I was very emotional. I was really happy. I put in a lot of sacrifice. Just the last year and a half, I mean, I basically managed myself going down to Mexico. I had great help from my advisor, Joe Maya. I was seeking advice to him the whole time. And
good guy. I spoke with him a few times. Good guy.
Yeah, great guy. He, obviously I was able to get a lot of support from him and push forward, but the sacrifices of getting, going down to TJ and fighting was, man, it was tough. It was tough. And at the end, I went down there for a couple tune-ups and I thought I was done. And I came up here and I had a fight fall through. Mm-hmm. And, Joe presented me the opportunity with the ABF. And, it was just like, yes, I didn't fight down there for nothing. Something came out of it. I had the opportunity in TJ to do it in TJ as well, where I'd already built a good relationship with the promoter. It was a blessing. I was really happy with the opportunity. I don't know. It left me, like you said, I'm ranked number 69 in the world right now and number 3 in the United States. I couldn't be in a better position. After the struggle of losing, you know, being able to come back.
Sure. Now, one of the things, real quick, looking at your record and where you fought. Now, being from California, most fighters, when they fight a ton at the beginning of their career, they fight a ton in their hometowns or their home state. You have been all over the place. You've been in Vegas. You have been in Tijuana. You have been, I mean, some of the places,
to be fair, Vegas is a home for me. I mean, because like I said, I went over there, I finished off my amateur career, 11 fights. So it had already become a hometown for me. I've been living there for about a year and a half before I started fighting. And even now I can go back to the Mayweather gym and I'm welcome into the gym. I know everybody in there. Everybody knows me. It's like, hey, it's like I never left, you know, because I had 11 fights in Vegas or 10 fights in Vegas. So I sold a lot of tickets and I had a good, always had a good crowd and put on a good show. So I definitely got my respect in Vegas. People know me in Vegas for sure. So other than that, yes, I did fight in a couple different crazy places.
All right. Well, with that, we're going to take another quick commercial break to hear from our sponsors, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. We will be right back with Rocco Santamaro.
The Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
Dr. Brandon Roscoe at Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC. Call Dr. Roscoe at 814-503-8070. Great guy, somebody who I've had a great opportunity to meet, and I appreciate him and his sponsorship. And again, somebody you should definitely look into in his practice. Dr. Brandon Roscoe, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, 814-503-8070.
Dreher Physical Therapy Institute is a leader in the field of outpatient physical therapy, specializing in orthopedics and sports medicine. With over 30 locations in Pennsylvania and one conveniently located in Wexford, Pennsylvania, we are excited for the upcoming opportunity to expand in the local Pittsburgh market. Our therapists are dedicated to compassionate care and superior results and are ready to serve all your physical therapy needs. For more information or to request an appointment, visit us on the web at www.dreherpt.com/locations.
Okay, Rocco, now you talked about a lot of different things that have happened. What are some of the, let's talk about them again, if you don't mind. What are some of the obstacles that you have had to overcome to get to where you are right now?
Man, I've had a lot of obstacles. I've had injuries. I've had changes of management. I had a child, which was tough. I had to go through the courts. That's a totally different type of fight than fighting in the ring.
Oh, yeah.
Fortunately, everything worked out for me. I won my battles there. I came out clean, and I have my little girl, you know.
How old is she?
At least. She's five now.
Okay. Five. Yeah, good for you. Congratulations.
But, if you look at my record, I went 9-0 with zero knockouts. And in the amateurs, I was taking out guys like crazy. I was knocking everybody out. And they thought I was going to just plow through guys in the professionals, because if I was doing what I was doing in the amateurs at the end, it was gonna pay off exponentially in the professionals. And they pushed my strength and conditioning a lot, and I sparked up an injury that I could never get over. It was my right shoulder, and it took me forever. I didn't have the right education on how to treat the injury. My trainers weren't best for the situation. I needed physical therapy. And once I got it fixed everything. But for my first 9 fights, my shoulder would go out literally the week of the fight. And I had to go into the fight with just a left hand. Okay. And, you know, I would manage. I would make the right hand work and stuff like that. But I got over it. Now my right arm works great. But people were like, what's going on? You know, why is Rocco not, you know, and you couldn't really say nothing. You just had to keep pushing forward and going through with things. But that was one thing. And changing of management, changing of promotion. I started off with a promoter, and I never wanted to fight without promoter and manager. I never wanted to be out in the ocean by myself, you know.
Sure.
And so that's why I have a lot of layoffs. I have maybe 3 years in fight layoffs in my career. which set me back a lot. But I never, even though those were layoffs from the ring, I was always in the gym. I never stopped training, which is why I'm able to still be doing what I'm doing today. Had I taken 3 years off of boxing, I don't think I'd be fighting today. So there were just things that I always had to overcome, man. Little things, a lot of personal things as well. But maybe one day I'll get to tell those stories.
I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will. You'll impact a lot of people. Do you plan on moving up in weight or staying where you're at?
I do. I mean, I still spar with 130-pounders, and I handle myself fine. Like I said, I debut professionally there. I feel good at 126, 122. Feel good at 118. I feel good at 115. I can even move down in weight. I'm able to make 112. For my last fight, I accidentally went a little bit under and weighed 112.5 for the fight. So the options are limitless as far as fighting in weight classes for me. I'm able to do things. I'm just waiting to get myself in a little bit better position. I'm 18-1 right now. I get to about 20-1, 22-1, and then I just want to fight whoever, wherever.
Okay. Now, that was going to be one of my questions, which we'll get to you real quick later. But what do you, besides boxing, is there anything else you do work-wise?
I train people. I'm into fitness. I help with people with a little bit of nutrition. I'm not a nutritionist yet, but I do help people a little bit with that. And I personally train people, fitness, boxing fitness. Yeah.
Okay. Now, before we get into our last segment, our lightning round segment, so you said kind of what's next for you. Kind of explain that a little bit more. You said 2021 wins, then you're going to go after what? Is there somebody in particular, or what are your goals?
I mean, to be honest, right, I'm ready to go after a lot of people right now. I just would like to be a little bit stronger on the business side of the fighting situation. I don't know if you understand that.
I do.
And the B side, I'd like to be a stronger B side than I am at the moment. I haven't fought in the United States in a minute. I'd like to get one in the United States. But if the right opportunity were to land in my hands right now, I would probably take it because of how ready I feel. I'm feeling confident, especially after winning that ABS title.
Of course. Well, you should. Okay, we're going to take one last commercial break to hear from our sponsors, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, D.C., Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, and our new sponsor, Traer Physical Therapy Institute in Wexford, Pennsylvania. We'll be right back with Rocco. The Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
Dr. Brandon Roscoe at Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC. Call Dr. Roscoe at 814-503-8070. Great guy, somebody who I've had a great opportunity to meet, and I appreciate him and his sponsorship. And again, somebody you should definitely look into in his practice. Dr. Brandon Roscoe, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, 814-503-8070.
Dreher Physical Therapy Institute is a leader in the field of outpatient physical therapy, specializing in orthopedics and sports medicine. With over 30 locations in Pennsylvania and one conveniently located in Wexford, Pennsylvania, we are excited for the upcoming opportunity to expand in the local Pittsburgh market. Our therapists are dedicated to compassionate care and superior results and are ready to serve all your physical therapy needs. For more information or to request an appointment, visit us on the web at www.dreherpt.com/locations.
Okay, Rocco, we are going to have our lightning round questions brought to you by Dreher Physical Therapy Institute in Wexford, Pennsylvania. Okay, favorite fighter growing up?
Rocky Marciano.
Attaboy, you know him, I like that. That's right. Favorite fighter now?
Floyd Mayweather.
All right. What gets your mind off of boxing? What hobbies type? You know, anything to get your mind off of boxing?
My daughter, really. Spending time with my daughter.
Good, good. And what's her name, by the way?
Cecilia.
I like that. All right. And who would be your dream fight? Like, again, like Vinny, I don't know if that was his dream fight so much, but he idolized Roberto Duran, and here he is in the ring with him. Who would that type of opponent be for you?
It'd be great if I won a world title and I were to get a rematch with Diego de la Hoya, but maybe Marco Antonio Barrera.
Okay, I like that. I like both of them. That'd be great fights for you for sure. And finally, tell our audience your thoughts about going after your dreams and goals in life. I mean, what goes through your mind? How hard is it? And then when you have achieved a lot, but I know it's not where you want to be. So tell us again about your feelings about going after your dreams and goals.
I mean, it's definitely a double-edged sword. There's some struggles. There's a lot of struggles. But when I reflect and think about what if I was at the office working a 9-to-5, I'd probably be daydreaming about what it'd be like to be in this position fighting. So
right.
I got about 6 or 7 more years left in the tank, and I'm gonna put everything into it, you know.
Well, you have a great look. You have a great record. You have a title now. I think you have a great story. I think you're a great guy, and I think the sky's the limit for you. And I certainly
appreciate that.
Oh man, I wish you all the best. I really do, and I think you're gonna. I know you're going to achieve your goals, because just by the brief time that we've spoken, I think you'll go through a wall to make your dreams come true. And I'm excited to see that for you.
I appreciate that so much, bro. Thank you, man.
All right, man. You're very welcome. Thank you so much for being on the show. I know our audience really enjoyed it, and I know we're going to talk again real soon.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Appreciate it.
All right, brother. We'll talk to you
soon.
Thank you. God bless you.
Bye.
Okay, everybody. Well, that was great. Rocco, as I said, he definitely, in my opinion, is going to get to where he wants to go, because as cliche as it may sound, he definitely has the heart of a champion. And you can check him out. You know, you can obviously Google people up, go on his BoxRec page, and you'll see a picture of him. And he's a really great guy, great look, and I think he's going to definitely achieve everything he wants to achieve. To listen to my show, obviously go to ClaudioRealsano.com, Spotify, iTunes, and Stitcher. The show gets put up on my site every Thursday evening for my fantastic producer, Adam Zaloof, who we couldn't do this show without. Always want to thank my sponsors for believing in me and believing in the show, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, the Roscoe family, is a fantastic, very successful family, but more importantly, they're just great people who you definitely want to go to them if needed. And obviously, want to thank all of my listeners. I appreciate you guys listening to the show. You guys are sending some real nice comments on Facebook and Twitter and emails, and I appreciate that. I have a lot of great guests coming up, as I say all the time. And not just name people that, of course, you know their names. Okay, that's great. They have great stories, and I love having them on. But there's also people who you may not have heard of that also have great stories and who have had to overcome obstacles and are trying to get to where they want to go, and they're very inspirational. And then, of course, we're going to have Smoke and Jim Frazier and Luther Dupree on, who are always great guests. I do a few TV shows with them and obviously my podcast, and I say to them all the time, you guys – could talk about two brooms laying on the sidewalk and make it sound exciting. And you know, they're fantastic people as well. So, again, thank you all for listening. Thank you to my producer, Adam. Thank you for Rocco for being on the show. And as always, thank you, Mom and Pop. talk to you guys soon.
Thank you for listening to the Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, and Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. Be sure to tune in next time on ClaudioRossano.com.